Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Cerulean Roll. My name is Danny, and I'm also the DM. And I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, as always. If you guys would like to say hi.
Hello, I'm Jamsy, and I play Nanette Silkenthorn.
Hello, I am Pro, and I play Edric and Mako.
I want to note that that was the best intro I've ever done. Ever.
I finally nailed it.
Yay! I did the YouTuber. I'm a YouTuber, guys. I'm sweating.
You're okay, a YouTuber.
Oh my god, I'm a YouTuber. I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Oh my god, you're a YouTuber.
Oh my god.
All right, when's your apology?
Oh no.
Wait, let me get the music right.
No.
Hey guys, I'd like to apologize for the advent of Draken in this world of Cerulean Roll. Truthfully, from the bottom of my heart, it was a lapse in my judgment. I truly, truly never would have plagued this world with someone like him. Anyway, let's get going.
Sorry, I guess.
That's enough.
Sorry, I guess.
Sorry, I guess.
I'm so fruity. Anyway.
What did you say?
My mom and dad aren't listening. Okay. On the last session of Cerulean Realm, our heroes began... I wrote that so stupidly. They began to continue on the road. On their journey, they kept a close eye on their surroundings to make sure that there was nothing going to interfere with them. During this investigation, Adric was once again met with his greatest foe, the sun. Well, May discovered... May discovered a treasure chest glinting amidst the blackened grasses. They then opened it and retrieved some items and a lustrous bag of holding. Afterwards, May had an incident wanting to revive the dead and then reviving the dead merchant laying in the cart. And then a confrontation began. But they proceeded onwards once again. Nanette and Adric began to read a book about the undead, where they were only met about more mysteries with Eldoris. After that, Nanette practiced archery as the exhaustion started to build within her. Meanwhile, Adric opened another book and began to study the mysterious arcane magics. And as night began to fall, that's where we begin. You guys see as Tirith kind of opens the little blinds separating your section of the cart with her. And she goes,
It's getting pretty late out here. Are one of you willing to take over?
Maybe I could.
I mean, the horse seems to like either of us.
Adric canonically bites his tongue.
I bit my tongue! Kind of hard. But anyway, as I was saying before I bit my tongue, I think the horse tends to like either of us, so I suppose either of us could be fine.
May looks at his hands.
May.
He hates me.
He's just picky.
I know he says words about me. I'm gonna find out.
Okay.
But anyway, are you sure? You guys were just training pretty hard. You both look exhausted.
You can cover later if you'd like.
I think I can handle it for tonight if you guys want to just rest up.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah.
May points at the bags under his eyes. I'll be okay.
All right. Understood.
Okay.
I'm all good. He puts both thumbs out in front of you.
I can I roll it?
Yeah, sure. You can roll insight. That's awesome.
Insight. You.
Nocturnal creature.
Nocturnal
Bro.
creature. May looks like he'll be fine staying up this late with a nine. You could probably just tell he might be zonked out the entire day tomorrow.
Yeah, fair enough. But he's also our healer. Do we really want the healer to be zonked out?
I will remind you that Tirith is also a healer.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. I think he can get a day of rest. I think we should be fine.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, I'll handle it then. Tirith pulls Autismo to a stop. The clatter of the wagon comes to a slow stop, and Tirith hops back inside with you guys. She kind of posts up next to one of you. I'd say she posts up next to Nanette and just gets comfy.
Hashtag
And
comfy mode.
hashtag comfy mode. And May, you know what? He's just gonna do it. This is out of character for him, but it's really funny. May crawls through the small window and gets outside of the
Oh,
wagon.
Lord. Okay.
And he grabs Autismo's reins and he goes, "All right, you'll heed my call tonight." And May grabs the reins with conviction. Fire burning within his
Okay.
eyes. I love my horsey, and my horsey loves me. And he's gonna make an animal handling check.
On, you can do it,
Oh my
buddy.
God, please.
This would be so funny if he
Please,
fucking
May.
rolled a nat one. Animal
Don't
handling.
jinx it.
What?
Oh no! Babe, what did I just say?
No! He manifested it!
Oh my god.
No!
He manifested it.
No!
That
Oh
is
my god.
a nat goddamn one. Autismo lays down.
May.
Oh
May
no.
gonna guess it did it again, didn't
jumps off of the wagon. He jumps on top of Autismo. Please, 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 please.
What is going on?
You're such a good horse. You're such a good horse, I promise. I'll stop singing. Do you want me to not sing? I'll shut my mouth. I'll drive silent. Please. Autismo looks the other way.
Oh my
Bro,
God.
this horse has so much sass towards me.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Oh my
Okay. Let
God.
me I'll I shouldn't give a May a chance to redeem himself with a nat one, but I'll let him do a persuasion check. Guys?
Oh my. Is
Oh
that
my
another?
God. What
That's a
is his
three.
luck?
That's a
What is
three
his
right
luck
now.
with this
My
horse right
God.
now?
I really think that I fully manifested this into existence because I said this would be a
Absolutely.
funny bit. This would be a
Well, there's your funny bit.
This is a very funny bit. May starts crying.
Oh my goodness.
May, you start
Oh
hearing.
God.
You start hearing. As he buries his face in Autismo's mane.
Can I step outside?
You,
Yeah.
yeah, you step outside. You could step outside and. What do you go do?
Can I also try to convince Autismo?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Roll me an animal
Can
handling check.
I, have I used this at all?
What?
No, I can just use this. I was gonna use speak with animals.
Oh yeah, totally. You can use speak with animals. And also you can if you roll a check, remember you have disadvantage because you have exhaustion.
Oh, right. Okay. Autismo,
Yes.
buddy, pal,
Am I your buddy?
yes,
What is
yes,
a buddy?
friend, companion.
Ah, a pal.
Yes, somehow. We really need you to, continue moving, as we need to get to our next location and thus maybe perhaps getting into a safe area so we can all live. I know you have your opinions.
Pink boy sucks.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
I dislike Pink Boy very much.
Oh my god. No.
Listen, he is our pal. He has been our pal longer than you have been our pal. So if we are going to work together, you have to put those feelings aside.
Favoritism runs amok.
Okay, we can't always, you can't always have a favorite person steering the cart. You have to
There
understand.
Are so many here. There are so many other ones than this.
Listen, Autismo, the rest of us are very tired. We cannot steer right now in our current condition. If you allow him to steer this night, someone else will steer the next.
Pink boy.
The sigh.
What?
Pink boy is very unpleasurable. Roll me an animal handling check with disadvantage.
Okay.
I fucking love this horse.
He's so funny. He's so bad.
Oh my god,
oh my
this
god.
Is a nat
oh
20.
Lord. Okay, I have to respect that. May doesn't do anything. Autismo looks at you for a second with his horse eyes. They blink for a second. He is like very like they're very long eyelashes. He bats them and he goes, I can put up with Pink Boy for just a night. But, however, my comeuppance must come. Begin to sing the song at least once.
You want me to start the song?
Yes, the holy chant.
All right. I love my horsey and my horsey loves me.
Oh, yes. He begins nodding. Keep going.
I love my horsey and my horsey loves me.
That's it. Keep it up.
I love my horsey and my horsey loves me.
Okay. He begins to stand up.
All right, that's the spirit. That's the spirit, Autismo.
He just keeps bobbing his head and also tell Pink Boy to shut his mouth.
I'm not going to.
He must know to keep his mouth shut.
Bro.
I'm not going to say it like that.
This voice is so dead.
I want that thing quiet.
That thing?
Thing!
You can't call people that, Autismo.
I was called a thing once. He looks forlorn into the moon.
Well, you are not a thing, Autismo. You deserve more respect than that.
Maybe I see myself in young Pink Boy. Perhaps he is much like I.
See? There we go. We're getting somewhere.
Still, he must shut up.
Oh. Okay.
Migos, is he good?
Yes, he's good. I guess, silence would be appreciated.
I hate this horse. He grabs the reins and he starts sobbing.
Okay, I climb back into the car.
Okay, May, with your help, May is able to steer Autismo for a majority of the night. Let me roll some perception checks for May. He's actually startlingly good at this.
Bro!
That is a now one.
Oh my What is happening?
May.
I'm in my pathetic boy era.
May, for some reason, he just starts squinting during the moonlight.
Wow, it's really dark out here.
And then Autismo looks back at him like, shut up. And May just goes, okay.
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 Got you.
And then Autismo looks back.
The source is so threatening.
Scornful horse.
Scornful horse. Specifically towards May. I love it. I willed this into existence. But you guys get through this night just fine. And as the morning rolls around, you might just wake up a little later than usual because of your exhaustion. And you start to see like the sunlight beaming through the ridges in the curtains, through those imperfections in the cart. And you begin to wake up. And the cart comes to a slow stop.
All right, so do we take a long rest?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
And actually, yay! Before I make you do that.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Adric, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Oh,
I don't know if this stuff has added up or not.
Delightful.
Okay.
Adric,
as you... delightful. That's scary.
Adric, as you are whisked.
Just looking at me.
As you are whisked into a dream. You find yourself in a familiar situation. You see the castle halls just as you had always knew them. Those black bricks standing very sturdy. You're in the middle of a cramped hallway with these red mosaic bricks, or these red mosaic windows being formed within the bricks. And you aren't a child. You are you. And you find yourself in this shadowy hall. There is a door to the far end of the hall. And you see flickering warm lights coming from inside this small crease.
I suppose I head towards it.
You walk closer to it, your feet plodding against the soft carpets that line the entirety of the castle. They're these red with golden trim. And you pass by several armaments, these little armoires that are laid around the entirety of the castle. You see each of them has these vases in them, and most of them have these frost blooms in them. There are these flowers with these long, thin thistles. They have these small, almost like snowflake-like patterns that run completely up the stem of them. And then they bloom into this gentle, almost ice-looking flower at the top. And... above every one of those vases, you would see your great-great-grandfather, a portrait of him. They are littered around this castle. And you see his face is one bearing a very charismatic smile, his blackened beak matching yours. Your eyes share the same tone, that black, but his have this lick of amber from a warm flame he was painting beside. And you see, unlike your hair that is sprawling and messy, His is neatly trimmed and flows and curls down to his shoulders, only being interrupted by this almost regal cape made out of these red feathers and plumage. And as you walk towards this door with this orange flame flickering within, you peek inside?
I suppose so.
You peek open into this door, and you see something, and it immediately enraptures you. You see your mother, this soft Aarakocra with these gray feathers that line her body, these delicate blue orbs that sit within her face, a beak that is gently curved and small. Sitting atop that beak are these small spectacles, and you see her hair is this mix of flowing black with these streaks of blonde running through it. And you see she's wearing her usual attire, the one you would see her in the most. This elegant white nightgown with blue trims that run along it. You see in her feathery arms, she's holding a book. And you see as she flips the page, and then you hear a little scuffling around the room. You see a bunch of little Aarakocras that are sitting in front of your mother. You see five of you, your siblings. And you see as your mother goes, and then the little flightless bird soar higher than anyone could ever. His plumage might not bear on his back. His wings might be trimmed. But he continued and continued and endlessly continued to bound around the world, bringing joy and laughter to people who he would entertain. His songs enamored. He made everyone clamor. And he soared above them all, a sight for sore eyes. And you see as a little you and your brother Mako climb to the front of the pack of Aarakocras and begin reaching upwards to your mother as if you guys wanted to sit in her lap. And she closes the book for a second. She puts her thumb between the pages so she wouldn't lose her place, and she scoops you both with one of her feathery arms. And she nuzzles her beak against yours, and she goes, "Even though we're trapped in this cage, we'll keep flying together. Right, my baby boys?" And you both let out a cheer and write, "My baby boys and girls." And the rest of your siblings erupt and kind of swarm your mother, dancing around her chair, the warm flickering candlelight being the only thing that illuminates your joy. This warm, safe atmosphere. And Adric, as you see all of that, what are you feeling?
I think he's very nostalgic and a little happy.
And as you get nostalgic and happy, you begin to wake up the next morning. And Adric, you can give yourself a point of inspiration that you can use later on.
Oh, yay! That inspiration! They were so cute! Oh my god.
What happened?
The babies. How do we love them?
How do we love them? Anyway, let's As you guys wake up this morning, Adric, you can't help but feel joy. You feel so happy.
He's probably just kicking his legs.
Yeah, you're kicking your legs as you sit on this wagon.
Well, aren't you happy today, Adric?
Huh? Oh. Yeah.
You're kicking your feet.
Oh. Oh, I didn't notice. I guess I did it unintentionally.
It's adorable.
Oh, stop it.
Did you have a good dream?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Good one. After quite a while.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I'm sure you must feel the same.
Absolutely.
And
just a little reminder.
You guys keep going.
Huh?
I was gonna say, if you guys want to keep going, you go.
That was the last thing he wanted to say.
As you smile to yourself, Adric, you feel as the cart comes to a complete stop. And May walks around the front and he looks dog tired.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think you need a little bit of sleep, buddy.
It's sleepy time.
It is sleepy time.
He promptly gets into one of the seats, and before even asking who's steering next, he just passes out.
Well, there he goes.
He goes, shoo, 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 shoo.
Oh my god.
Well, who wants to take over?
Either you or me could be completely fine.
I could also kick it back into drive if you want me to.
I think it's the turn for either one of us. Maybe I'll take over for this time.
Alright.
Oh, sure.
Try.
Try.
Well, the horse is very picky from the sounds of it.
We should probably divvy up the sections of driving so all of us can rest next time.
Oh, yeah.
How about you only drive for 4 hours? I'll drive for 4. And you'll drive for 4 too, Nanette.
Sure, that sounds fine.
Alright.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan. And Adric, you go to the front, you sit on the wagon, and let's get you out of the way before we see what everyone else wants to do. Roll me an animal handling check. Is there anything you do before that?
What am I going to do with this horse?
What are you going to do with this horse?
I think I'm just going to be walking up to it. I'm just going to be walking up to it. I'm just going to be, like, petting its, like, its shoulder. What would it be, its shoulder? I'm just going, well, hello, Autismo. Autismo.
He gives you a gentle bray. As even Autismo is like looking a little tired. You can tell that he can't keep going like for days on end.
Oh yeah, absolutely fair. Well, the sooner we reach there, the sooner you can get some rest, right? Maybe some food as well.
Gives a solid nod and understanding.
All right, let's go, buddy.
All right, and you hop on top. I'll let you do it with advantage because you talked to Autismo like that.
I can do the horse. Oh, is it animal handling?
Animal handling. Also, Tirith is going to give you some guidance, so you can add 1d4 to this.
Okay. We must get...
What? Chat? What was it?
What was it?
What'd you
roll? Oh, you want to see?
Oh my god.
Six.
A six. Okay. That was a nat 1 and a 5. You can add the d4. Oh Hopefully you roll good on the d4. Oh my god. That was a 1.
No!
Well, Autismo is, like, listening to you, but he might, like, meander a little bit out of tiredness.
Yeah.
At most, this will maybe extend, like, the trip a little longer, but I don't think it'll be a big deal.
Yeah. This little guy's sleepy.
He's sleepy, very. You see, like, occasionally he, like, wants to stop and eat some grass.
But he's all hungry.
Now that you're steering the wagon, we'll let Nanette, what do you want to do?
I will probably just resume my training.
All right. You can jump to the top of the wagon. You do it gracefully, skillfully. I won't make you roll anything. All right. Here's how we're going to do this. Roll me initiative. That is crazy.
Okay.
I'll have everyone roll initiative, so you too, Adric, even though you're not going to be in the combat.
Oh, boy.
Okay. May will definitely not be in combat. He's sleepy.
How crazy is it that everyone is rolling better than me?
Tirith rolled the same as you.
Yeah, Tirith rolled the same.
Oh, true.
So, and Nanette, as you get up to the top, and this is partly due to May's negligence in the Nat 1.
Oh, Lord.
As there are 6 skeletons getting pretty damn close to the wagon.
Oh, goodness.
And you see that they are kind of barreling towards you, and they rolled a nat 20 on initiative.
Oh, oh no!
Oh, my
so
God.
As you jump out, you see as 6 of these skeletons are going to roll a hit
oh,
on
gods.
You.
Oh, okay.
That's a 7, that's not going to hit you. That's a 18, that's not going to hit you. Oh, wait, that's a 22. Never mind, that is totally hitting you. Let's see. Nanette, as this arrow flies at you, you are going to take 8 damage.
Ow.
Since they caught you off guard, I'm not going to have you be rolling the dexterity checks. This is just because they surprised you.
Yeah.
A 12 is not going to hit you. A 23 is going to hit you. That's going to be 4 more damage.
Okay.
Does a 16 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. That is going to be... Oh my god, that's max damage again? That's 8 damage?
Oh god.
Oh god, that hits. That's a 19 to hit.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
And you take an additional 6 damage.
Oh my god!
Oh my goodness.
Help!
Nanette, as you, like, look out of the window, before you get to fully register what you're seeing,
with arrows.
You're like, ah, rough morning. You jump up, because, like, you're sleeping upright, so you're a little groggy. You jump out of the window to get back onto the top of the cart, and you feel as several arrows plunge into your back.
Oh my god. What is happening?
And yeah, Adric, you actually do hear as some of these arrows pelt into the cart as well.
Skeleton.
What? Oh, god.
I'll help you out. And
that would be very appreciated.
Okay, that's going to go to Adric's turn. Adric, are you focusing on steering the cart?
I think so.
Okay, so you'll focus on steering the cart. I'll make you roll me an animal handling check. Since you got a nat one, or a six last time, I'm going to have you roll with disadvantage this time, and this will have consequences if it's failed.
Okay. Hello, lady. Please. Had enough. Okay.
A 10. Okay. With a 10, Adric, you don't entirely, like, lose control of Autismo, but you see he begins to, like, slow down and even, like, pulls you away to the side for a little bit. Almost like he's using his turn just to rest up for even a second. Nanette, that's going to you.
Okay. All right.
And so since this is your training, you are still going to be doing the minus five to hit.
Yes. Okay.
Unless you decide to drop the training thing because of this.
You know what? I'll keep doing it. Why not?
All right. Okay. So you plant your feet and you pull your bow back as hard as you can. Roll to hit.
Okay.
That's a 23 to hit.
Okay.
That is definitely going to hit. Roll your damage. I forgot to do the minus five. I'm silly. Okay. I just need you to tell me the minus five.
18.
Okay. Yeah, that hits. You do 11 damage. Wait, that's plus 10. You instantly kill that skeleton.
Yay!
And that is your first success. Full shot. So you
awesome.
Need you need two more. So roll to hit again. And that is going
that is
to be
16.
16? All right. That is going to hit the skeleton's AC.
All 21 right. damage again.
Oh my god. Yeah, you absolutely blast this other skeleton. You see as your arrow flings into its skull, ripping through the bone, and you see the fungus inside goes, as it falls over. And it comically shatters.
comically shatters?
Yeah, like its bones just fly everywhere. That's going to be the end of your turn, Annette. That is going to go to Tirith. Tirith is going to heal you.
Good idea.
You are so damaged. Okay, Tirith is going to, I think off rip, just going to cast a second level healing word at you. And then she's going to use her action to get to the top of the cart. That's going to be 11 health. And Tirith climbs up next to you. And she goes, I'll make sure you don't go down.
All right, thank you.
Don't worry, I got you. Remember, payment, by the way.
Okay.
That's going to go
remember
to...
Remember payment, by the way.
The skeleton's turns. The skeletons are going to shoot at you, Nanette, and now that we're in the training, you're going to roll me a dexterity to match what they roll.
Okay.
A dexterity saving throw.
All right.
That's a 10. You have to beat a 10.
I think I'm beating a 10.
You're for beating a 10. All right, next one.
Go, girl.
Gonna roll... I think even if you roll a nat one, you beat that. Roll me a dexterity saving throw with the DC 6.
Okay.
Good lord.
16.
All right. 12. Roll me a dexterity saving throw. That is gonna pass, and with a 17, and that's going to be... This is the last skeleton. This might be hard to beat. 23.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
24.
By goddamn
Bro.
One. By goddamn one. Okay.
Bro.
And the skeletons are advancing, and they're getting pretty close to the cart. I think next turn they're going to be able to jump on.
Oh god.
Oh god.
That's going to go to your turn, Adric. I'll have you roll to continue steering. So roll me an animal hunting check.
Okay. Just a normal one?
Yeah, you can roll a normal. No.
Please. Let's go.
Okay, you succeed. You keep Autismo at a pace. He's still trotting a little slow because he's sluggish. But that's going to go to Nanette's turn. Nanette, roll me your two shots.
All right. Oh boy. Uh oh.
An 11 hit. That first one is going to miss.
Uh oh.
And roll me your second shot. Oh, that's a nat one.
Yep.
Nanette, roll me a
d8.
Uh
oh. Oh god.
No.
And let me know what you get.
D8. Okay. That's a 2.
That's a 2?
Oh no.
Oh no. This is a bad sign already.
Nanette, you drop your bow. And
what?
You get on all fours. You're a wolf now.
What?
What?
You're not
actually
a wolf. Oh my
gosh, he's going alpha mode.
You're not actually a wolf. You think you're a wolf.
Oh my god. You're a wolf kid.
You look around, you're on all fours, you see your paws, and you think you're a wolf.
Can I even, like, speak?
Bark. but... No. Normally this only this lasts for a full fucking minute, but I am not gonna say so. I'd say just for that shot, you drop your bow, it clatters to the floor, and then you realize what you just did, and Tirith is giving you a look.
What? I look up at Tirith. I don't know what happened.
Did you just become a dog?
I really thought for a second that I had paws and okay.
Are you schizophrenic?
No. What?
Okay, we'll talk about that later. I'll help you out with your next shot.
Is it a thing now? Okay.
all right. So Nanette, fuck it. I'll say you could pick up your bow. And since you rolled so high, I'll let this hit still. So roll me your damage as you flusteredly pick up your bow and take a shot.
Huh.
And that is going to be, what, 21 damage? Lord have mercy. What's 9 plus 10? 21? That was my schizophrenia moment.
Her whole face is just red.
Nanette, you are beet red. You are sweating. Are you schizophrenic? That's so funny.
Oh my god,
okay.
I can't believe it.
Tirith is going to... I think she's just going to cast Cure Wounds on you at a first level to really bolster your health back a little bit. That is going to be 9 health back to you, Nanette.
All right.
And that is going to go to one of the skeletons' turn. Nanette, roll me a dex save. The DC is going to be 9.
18.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the DC is 22. Roll me that dex save.
22?
Head in hands. Head in hands. Head in hands. Okay. I'm kidding. This is good for you. You dodge and weave out of the first two arrows. Roll me another one. Don't roll me another one.
What?
Don't roll me another one.
It was not one. 14. You see, Nanette, as you like get ready to dodge the next incoming arrow, you see the skeleton charges it up, and then the skeleton like trips over a loose rock, its head slides under the wagon wheel, and it Yoshikage cures himself.
Oh.
for the uninitiated, his head comes off with a wagon. And it's still alive. That's just funny. you know what? It'll take a couple bits. You're going to kill it instantly. It's fine. That's going to be... Oh, and the skeletons get on top of the cart. You see one of the hands sticks through the window and, like, it pulls itself upwards. You see... Okay, no one's in the cart. It grabs May.
Oh my god.
No!
No, it, like, grabs May's shoulders and then you hear... who's that? Mom? The Grim Reaper! He's calm!
No, it's just a skeleton!
May turns into one of the fuckers. He's in absolute shock and surprise. He immediately just... he casts Shillelagh on his weapon, and he just fucking rams the stick into the skeleton's eye socket.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
Die!
Dang!
Wait, he kills the skeleton!
Oh my god.
My god.
You see, as a staff plunges through the back of the skeleton's skull, it breaks open into vines, and then May is just panting.
Impressive fight or flight instincts.
I was gonna die!
No, I don't think you're going to die.
I feel like it. That's gonna be the end of May's turn. Adric, you're still steering, right?
Yeah.
Alright, roll me another animal handling check.
Lordy. Actually, jump scared. 15.
15? Oh, you managed to control him better. You keep him on the road. You guys are still making progress despite all this ruckus.
Please. This is so chaotic.
It is really chaotic. That's going to go to Nanette's turn. Roll me to hit. And this time with disadvantage and the minus five. Or minus, okay. Yeah, minus five.
Okay.
All right. What was that?
That is a 9.
That is not going to hit the skeleton. You see, as it puts its hand on the top of the canvas with this like loud thump, kind of like a horror movie, and it pulls itself up more. And you miss your shot. And roll me your second one with disadvantage because it's up close. And then the minus 5. That is going to be 15. That still hits.
Okay.
That is going to be
18
damage. You instantly kill the skeleton that put its hand even close to you. You take a point of exhaustion, by the way.
Okay.
Because you took... You took more than 3 shots, actually. I kind of lost track of that for a second. It's okay. For now, we'll only count it as 1. And we'll start over from this. So, is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to go to Tirith. Tirith is just going to... just ask you, do you want some help?
Yes, I think so.
All right, I'll see what I can do. And Tirith is going to cast Word of Radiance on one of these skeletons. Okay, they need to succeed a Constitution saving throw. They're skeletons. Did they almost pass? No, they didn't pass. They are going to take 7 damage. The last skeleton is still hanging in there. You see as its flesh begins to burn with radiance. Wait a minute.
What?
It's Does radiant it do more? Damage.
Does it well, do more damage?
It does do more damage because it's a skeleton. I believe radiant damage is doubled against creatures of undead.
Yeah, probably.
Tirith says a word. Tirith goes, "Rest well." And then instantly you see as that skeleton falls backwards in this burning golden light.
Huh. Wow.
And that is going to be the end of your training session / combat. And Nanette, you are going to progress another day.
Yay!
Nanette, you're actually going to take 2 points of exhaustion because you took 6 shots with all of the strength.
Okay.
So you are feeling pretty tired.
You are sleepo mode.
Yeah, you feel as your body, like your arm, begins to actually feel like in distress. Not to mention your wounds begin to ache, even though they're healed. There's not much I can do for a good workout. At best, let me clean up the rest of the cuts on you.
All right.
How about we get inside the wagon before I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Tirith and you hop back into the wagon. You see May holding his staff, swinging it at nothing.
May, it's okay. They're gone.
Oh, okay. I just didn't.
I'm sorry for them waking you up like that.
It's okay. I just gotta learn to.
May like puts his staff on the floor. He leans against it.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
You're not going to have a heart attack. You're okay.
Yeah, cardiac arrest.
No.
I don't think I can sleep anymore.
May, you need to rest.
I'll be okay.
You're okay. You're fine.
Tirith pats his back. You are pathetic.
Tirith.
Endearingly. You don't find offense to that.
I don't know what you even said to me. I can't even hear. He's like, my ears are ringing. I can't even hear you, like what you're saying. Are you just complimenting me?
And then May promptly falls backwards and falls asleep again.
Okay. Wow.
As long as he's asleep.
Anyway, let me see what I can do about you. And Tirith looks at your wounds, the ones that her magic didn't heal. And, oop, that is the wrong person that made that check. Wow, May has really good medicine. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Tirith, unfortunately, does not have that good of medicine, but I'll just use the same roll. That is going to be an 20, a dirty 20 from Tirith. Tirith bandages you up and goes, all right, there you go. Should heal over fast.
Thank you.
I'll make sure to keep healing spells in stock, just in case anything happens.
Yeah, that's good.
All right,
I wasn't expecting those skeletons to be so close.
Yeah, they must have gotten closer during the night. Probably were chasing us down for a while.
Yeah, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I immediately start thinking back to the wolf thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That,
you started getting on all fours and snarling. Are you okay? Is that unresolved? Is that
unresolved?
It's not a thing that happens at all. I mean, random times there are, you know, little spurts of magic that happen that you know, create weird effects sometimes. It's happened ever since I was a child, so.
And have you ever known about that? Or, like, I guess, known what it is?
Not particularly.
Well, I do think I might know what it is. I'm not too much of a mage. You'll probably have to talk to a wizard for this. But it sounds like it could be a case of wild magic.
Wild magic?
It's an unruly form of magic. Again, I don't really know the specifics. I just have heard it can be really troublesome at times. I've heard stories about sorcerers bearing it. Never really anyone other than sorcerers. Sometimes it can do insane things.
Insane things?
I mean, when I was on my travels, I encountered a sorcerer similar to that. I'm not too sure what his name was. Blew himself to bits.
Oh! Mm.
The fuck?
Yeah, just summoned a fireball on top of himself. And then just went...
Poor boy, like, biting my nails.
Oh, I guess I can assure you that might happen. Well, it's okay. If it does happen, I'll be here. And if it does happen, I'll heal you.
Even if I blow myself to bits?
Well, you seem to have a more, you seem to be more constitutional, I should say, than he was.
Oh. You're probably, hopefully, right.
Hopefully.
Huh.
I would say I'm messing with you, but no, I'm not. but don't worry, I'll heal you.
Thank you.
Just remember the cost.
Okay.
She ruffles your hair and then sits next to you. I wasn't ready for that in the morning. And, Tirith, I think tries to go back to sleep after that. Unless you have anything else you want to talk to Tirith about.
I'll just let Tirith.
No, oh. Tirith actually slept. I forgot Tirith slept. It's May who's exhausted.
Oh.
No, oh, Tirith, yeah, yeah. Tirith is fine. Tirith just starts. I guess she starts praying. Hmm. That's the only thing that came to Tirith's mind.
Hmm.
You see, as she looks at these golden medallions that are wrapped in this red bandage and begins clasping her hands together. And you see as the medallions begin to glow.
Hmm.
And, if there's nothing else you want to do in your time, I know you're exhausted, Annette. Is there anything else you would like to do?
I think at this point I just want to recover.
Okay. You sit back, you calm yourself, you begin to relax. And I'd say it's pretty relatively easy to get some rest. So we'll switch back to Adric. After all the noise dies down behind you, you see nothing but the red skies kind of looming before you, the blackened clouds covering parts of it, this shade that overlaps the pathway. The blackened grasses are swaying as they usually do, and the particles seem fainter than usual, those red specks, or those black specks that rain from the sky.
Huh.
And it's weird, Adric. You've been here for quite a while, but this is the most, like, even though you've been, like, surrounded by a lot of death here, the skeletons, all that, this is one of the more peaceful days here.
That is a little bizarre, something like this place.
Yeah, you notice that despite those skeletons that were probably chasing you guys the entire night, the fields seem pretty barren right now.
Okay, that's... I don't know how to feel about that. Can I look around?
Roll me a perception check. You can use advantage because you're Kishi Sunnies.
Yay! The sun, please, please, sun, please. Please, oh my god, please, sun.
Oh my god, the sun working with you.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
For a moment, as you look around, as you look between the grasses, as you begin to observe, you, for a moment, in your heart, feel fear because of the sun looming above you, the red ball staring down at you with its fervent beams. But
nice
you see,
to me today.
You see, as the beams of light are all dispersed by your glasses, and as you look around the field, you see that it is just weirdly quiet. There's nothing. There's not a whole lot. And you do see something strange in the distance, but you can't make it out. There's a couple of objects scattered around the grass. They're kind of caught within the interlocking blades as they weave in the breeze. But from here, you can't really see entirely what it is.
Okay. Well, I wonder what that could possibly be.
If you'd like to check it out, do let me know.
I would like to see.
You're probably going to have to stop the cart for a second to go see that.
Can I not get, like, a little closer, maybe?
Here's what I'll say. The way I have this kind of imagined is that these pathways are elevated above a little bit, above the grasses. It's enough room to squeeze by two carts. If you want to get closer, you might have to pull the wagon into the cart, and that could be bad. Or you would have to pull it into the grasses. It's like a ditch on both sides.
All right.
But, you know what? Roll me an animal handling check. I'll see if you can maneuver it.
No, I think I can just get out.
You want to get out?
Yeah.
All right, you can totally get out.
Are they sleeping?
Nanette is not fully asleep. I'd say Nanette can't sleep right now because Nanette just got up. May is asleep and Tirith is praying, so you're fine on that.
Okay. I think he just, before getting off, he just, like, pulls the... does it have, like, a cover between them?
Yeah, it has, like, a little curtain.
Yeah, he just, like, pulls the curtain away a little. He's like, Nanette!
Uh-huh.
I saw something. I'm gonna investigate a little bit. Really quick.
Do you need me to come with you?
Do you need rest?
I'm hurting pretty bad, but, I mean, just in case anything happens, I suppose.
I suppose so, but then it'll be quick, so I suppose I'll just let you.
Well, all right. Just be careful then.
All right. So you're gonna carefully proceed into the grasses?
Can I make a perception really quick? Or investigation?
Yeah, you can roll investigation.
Just because I want to make sure there's none of those little stinking plants.
Crazy.
Oh, crazy. You're honestly so real for that. That's so right, yeah.
I want the...
Okay, which one? Investigation or perception?
I'd say more investigation on this one.
Okay.
This Boink. Is a
You motherfucker.
Long. That is a 9. Oh. Adric, you don't see any from here. You can't really catch any glimpses of them, especially while you're still standing on the dirt roads.
All right. I'm just gonna very slowly approach.
Very slowly approach. Okay. You slowly approach, and you see that there are these weird petals. Like, they're different. They're not like the grasses, or there. You notice that there's no trees around here.
He tilts his head.
You tilt your head, and you see these are like these pink feathers that have these almost rotted, wilted patterns across it.
What in
And Adric, you see, roll me another perception check or an investigation.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I'm gonna make the long rest. I'm stupid.
Oh, you could definitely take your long rest.
You're yeah, good. Let me do that really quick.
And then roll me that investigation. And you see as Tirith actually just walks out next to you.
Do not.
With an investigation check of that, you don't really notice anything other than these petals. Do you grab them? Do you do anything?
I don't think I want to grab them, but I do want to look really closely at them.
Okay. You look at them. You look real closely at them. You just see these are like giant flower petals. Just giant flower petals that came out of nowhere.
Do you think he can do that thing where like birds pick up stuff with their like with their feet, with their claws?
With their claws? Yeah, sure. You could totally do that. Fine.
He grabs it and he just like lifts it up slightly.
You lift it up slightly out of the ground and are off of these grasses. And you, as you lift it up, you notice it carries this like, it's a, like, you see as your talons begin to steam.
What? He drops it quickly.
You drop it. You completely drop it.
What? What did it just do?
Your talons began to steam as you picked those petals up.
What?
Edric, is there anything else you want to do?
Why is it doing that?
If you want to keep investigating, you are my guest. But what would you want to do?
I didn't do... Can I rip, like, a tiny bit of grass?
Of the grass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. You pick a blade of grass and you grab it.
I want to place it on the feather.
You place it on this petal. It's a flower petal. And you see as that petal, or that, grass begins to smoke and then begin to like wither.
What in all?
And you
How
see that,
did it do that
the petals are connected by something. They are like connected? In a pattern.
A pattern?
They like run through the grasses.
Are they leading somewhere? Or is it just...
They seem to just be sprawling out in very strange directions.
What?
And you see, as Tirith walks up close to you, Tirith goes, huh, never seen one of these before.
Well, me neither, but they started steaming my talons when I picked it up.
Tirith is going to make a little history check.
Ooh. Tirith, please. Tirith. Tirith. Tirith, I'm so curious. Tirith.
That is a 9.
No!
Tirith goes, I feel like I've seen those before. Steaming? And at that point,
them before.
Roll initiative.
Oh, God. Chat.
Everyone can roll initiative.
No.
Oh, God.
Help. 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 Help.
Oh, God.
Me and Tirith rolled the thing.
The bad rolls! Nanette!
Oh!
Nanette!
What is happening? Huh?
Nanette, you suddenly hear a whip
crack. I don't know either.
Sound effect from outside. You hear a whip.
What now? A fucking what now?
And as you turn around, this is what you see. You see this twisting, vile plant that begins to stand up wildly, like a tree that was falling on its side, picking itself up from
what?
The dirt. You see, as these spiraling roots wrap around itself, forming the visage of a mouth, and this poisonous drool begins to drip out of it. And you see, as this creature instantly whips around one of these vines, I'm going to say that it is going to try to entangle. I'm going to roll a d4 because both of you are near. On a 1 or 2, it's Adric. On a 3 and a 4, it's going to be Tira.
Okay.
So I will roll it to everyone. That is going to be Tira.
Oh, God.
It is going to constrict Tira. Oh, my God. That's a 23 to hit. That is indeed hitting Tirith. Tirith, you see as this vine wraps around, clings around Tirith, squeezes tight, and grapples Tirith. And you see as the poison from its mouth begins to drip down the body of this corrosive plant that is covered in these fine hairs. And that poison is like almost carried by the hairs, almost looking like it's coating its own entire body with it, and funnels closer to Tirith.
Oh, God.
Was the steam a chemical reaction with poison?
The steam is a chemical reaction with poison.
Oh, my God.
And that is going to deal 14 damage to Tirith.
Oh, my God, Tirith!
Tirith goes, God, I knew I saw it somewhere. This thing's called a death bloom.
A what?
It's probably the reason we're not seeing any of the skeletons around.
You know what? Yeah. I can tell that thing looks mighty terrifying.
Yeah, it corrodes things in its grasp.
Oh God, Tirith, we have to help you.
Please. And now that the surprise round is gone, that is going to go to your turn, Nanette.
I am going to try to like shoot the part that's like wrapped around Tirith.
Shooting something specific in D&D will always give you disadvantage. I will let you know that.
Okay. You know what?
And these vines, I might have undersold it. They are thick like a tree trunk.
Oh my God.
They are thick. They have these hairs and furs that line its body. And you see as the base of it is like this purple. And it fades into a deep green. And then a black at the tips.
Hold on. I have a hand axe.
Oh my God. From Callius, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, you don't pull out your bow. You could pull out a hand axe.
Okay. I'm going to try to cut at this, I guess.
Yeah, even though you're tired, even though your body is bearing down on you, you could still make it over to where they are, and you could try to chop it down. Unless you're throwing this.
I'm going to try to chop it.
All right, so roll to hit. I believe you don't have disadvantage because of how tired you are. Yes, you don't. You're
okay,
safe.
Cool.
Because that's at level 3. So, yeah, roll to hit, and then... That is indeed going to hit this assassin's vine. This death bloom.
Get it!
Oh, God.
And oh my you God. Deal 1 damage to it as you slash into this thick bark. As you slash, you pull the axe over the head. You bring it downwards into it. You see as the hairs all react in sync, pulling towards the axe and almost like stopping it in place. But you deal a little scratch. And you can make another attack. You pull upwards, you strike again, roll your damage.
Get it! Oh my god.
And you deal 0 damage.
Well,
0 damage.
I will let you know. I don't know if this is how it's written. I don't know if other DMs allow this. I will totally let you use Zephyr Strike to deal melee damage on a bonus.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
So...
Zephyr Strike.
Or not Zephyr Strike, or what was the... Hunter's Mark.
Hunter's Mark, yeah.
Yeah, you could use either one of those to deal melee damage as well.
Oh my god, okay. Good idea.
So, you can cast it now, but you already used your turn.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, cool. It. And that's the end of your turn?
Yes.
Alright, that's going to go to your turn, Adric.
No, lordy. Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast, let's go.
Blink. Wait, that hit for Nanette, so I think...
That does hit. That does hit.
Let me roll the other one also. Oh, yay!
And a 25. Ooh. You hit both.
That is the first damage, and then that is second damage.
And
18 damage total.
8 damage. Okay, cool. You strike this creature so hard, it almost uproots it, but the roots are dug in so deep into this grassy area that it manages to stay in place.
All right, let me also form of dread per usual.
Okay.
Let's ready up.
And you create that red mask over your head, and you don it. And as it shimmers with that ruby red, that's then the end of your turn?
Yes.
All right. That's going to go to Tirith. Tirith is going to make a... at the start of the creature's turn? At the start of its turn? At the start of its turn.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jesus!
What?
Tirith takes 20 damage.
Oh my god!
As you see, the flower at the top of this bloom begins to open up. And you see as the stamen of the flower is shown, and it is dripping with this poison. All of that poison running through its body runs across Tirith and begins to burn at Tirith's skin. And you see as it's so corrosive that steam is pouring, and Tirith lets out a blood-curdling scream.
Oh, God.
Tirith is going to try to break out of this. Emphasis on try. That is going to be a strength saving throw to get out. That is an 8. I believe that the grappled creature should still be able to make an action. That is not just trying to get out. Okay, Tirith is going to make an action. Gonna cast Channel Divinity. Going to... Wait, no. Not gonna cast Channel... Gonna cast Channel Divinity. Sure. Gonna cast Channel Divinity and restore 25 health to herself.
Good.
And that brings Tirith up to 34. And then Tirith is going to use a bonus action to heal up the rest of Nanette's wounds. Actually, wait. Nope, that's a touch spell. Never mind. Yeah, Tirith is going to cast a little healing word to maybe fix up the rest of Nanette first. That's going to be 7 more health to you, Nanette.
Okay.
And I believe that might just bring you back up to full.
Yep, it does.
All right. And despite all the pain, you see as Tirith goes, and then winks at you. Remember the payment. Oh. And that's going to go to May's turn. May goes,
Oh,
May's going to try something dumb. This is not the time for this. He's doing it, though.
May?
May holds his hands out and goes, hey, buddy? And you see as May releases spores out of his fingertips, and you see as these delicate spores loom all the way over to the death bloom. You see as these spores begin to wrap around the death bloom, creating this halo around it. And May goes, you can't understand what May says, but it sounds like he's speaking in a completely different language. But for the listeners, I'll let you guys know. May goes, settle down. We're not any threat to you. And we are also not food. I'm sure you eat plenty. There are plenty of things that roam around the land that you could feast on other than us. I'm a friend of yours. I'm like you. I'm much like you. Look, we're even like death. And May holds out his palms and creates a mushroom in the center of his palm. And May is going to make a nature check to try to persuade this plant. That was almost a nat 20.
Oh my god, I wish I were.
Ooh.
You see as the plant, the poison begins to stop producing for a second.
Listen, we'll show you we're no threat. I promise.
And May puts down his staff. And that is going to go to the assassin's vine's turn. The assassin's vine... You guys can't tell this, and you don't know what May said. I'll say May lets you guys know that stop, but you guys would still see, like, Tirith is burning.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So it's your choice. And that's going to go to Nanette's turn.
Okay, I am... going to trust May on this. I'm just going to I'm guessing Tirith is not at full health right now.
Tirith is a little less than full health.
Okay, I will. Could I use Silken Touch?
That's a touch spell. You would have to get close, and you might touch some poison.
Oh. I guess I'll wait it out.
You put down the axe. You wait it out. Adric, your turn.
I think he's just gonna put his stance down.
Yeah, you lower your hands and you, like, you just wait. And anything else you want to do?
Don't think so, for now.
All right. That's going to go to Tirith. Tirith goes,
I hope this is going to work. This really burns.
And Mei goes, I hope. I believe in it.
We're no enemy of yours. You're no enemy of ours. We're not creatures that you want to fight. I believe in you. I know what you are. I know what we are.
And Mei is going to roll another nature check, and I'm going to let him do it with advantage. That's a dirty 20. You seem, as the assassin vine, you guys can't hear this, but Mei can. Mei goes, it goes,
friend of nature, respect nature,
and then collapses, letting go of Tirith.
Oh.
And that's the end of combat.
Tirith.
Oh.
Whew. Mei wipes some sweat off his forehead.
Oh my god,
Mei! That was incredible.
Oh, thank you. I was not sure that'd work.
Honestly, I'm glad it did.
I had to try something. I didn't want to kill it.
Well, this helped avoid a lot of trouble.
Ah, oh, that's good.
You see Mei kind of walks over to the plant, and it goes,
I know you're hungry. I know that there are things that you can't have anymore. But trust me and my friends here, we're gonna get you back in working order. For now, just trust me.
And Mei pulls out some of the rations, and he leaves it at the plant.
Oh.
Aww.
He's so friendly.
And Mei stands back up, and he goes, okay, let's leave.
Can I pet that dog? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say.
Mei did gently give it a pet. While he was down there.
And sheep.
Mei goes,
wow, what a morning.
Yeah.
Here.
Though, Adric, I will advise you not to do that again, but...
you know what, fair enough.
Thank you. No. Like, thank you. That's...
Huh?
I've never seen a plant like that before. I have to get to sketching, really. Wait, my book!
And he runs away into the wagon.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I'm glad he got something out of that. I've certainly learned my lesson. Oh, yeah. I'm okay. As okay as I can be.
You see Tirith has a little bit of an acid burn scar on her arm.
Oh my god.
It's okay.
I'll just use a healing spell.
You, roll how much she regains.
Yep, hooray!
You see as that fresh wound begins to look a little less fresh. It's a little bit red at the center where your healing magic didn't fully have an effect, but you definitely close up a majority of what could maybe get an infection or anything. Oh. And Tirith goes, well, looks like that was payment. And gives you a cheeky grin.
Yeah.
She pats you on the back. And she turns to Adric.
Guys, what is this feeling?
She turns to you, Adric, and she goes, and you, nice shooting out there.
Oh, thanks.
I respect the whole, and she like does like the Dragon Ball Z, rip the goat, the Dragon Ball Z beam fire motion at you.
Oh my god.
I really like whatever that was.
Yeah, my magic.
And Tirith goes, I can't do much of any beam attacks. Man, I want to learn a beam attack. Beam attacks are cool. You'll have to show me how to do one of those. It'd be cool if I could do a healing beam. And she does like another like shooting motion.
I'm not sure how you could do that, but I suppose in the way I've taught May a spell, you might come up with one yourself.
That's a spell to invent.
Healing beam. Yeah, I better get to work. I have good teachers, too. She winks at you.
Okay.
And Tirith, like, walks into the cart thinking about shooting beams of healing magic at people.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just a tough morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I feel like there's more to that, but you know what? I'm not gonna question.
I'm so fine and exhausted. Ow.
Yeah, Nanette, your body is killing you. It's literally killing you. You are feeling so much
for
pain.
The last battle and then this one. Well, I'm glad we avoided this one, but you know what? Let's keep going.
Yes, I agree.
And you guys get back into the cart. Adric, you get back in the driver's seat and you steer. No check, no need to make anything. You guys just continue for a majority of the day. If you guys want to switch out and let Adric do a little bit of something in his free time, be my guest. You could switch out with Tirith too, Adric.
Don't think he minds.
Okay. So you just want to stay in the driver's seat?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, May completely forgot about going to sleep. You see him sketching out in his book. Nanette.
He slowly opens the curtains. May.
Yeah?
To sleep.
What?
To sleep.
You need rest.
He looks at you. But I have to finish drawing this. And then I also have to show you this.
He points really ominously.
Oh.
To sleep with you.
Oh. Can I
go? Bed.
Just one.
Okay. Oh, what? Oh, just one.
Just one.
Just one.
And May holds out a necklace and goes, healing be upon ye.
What?
And he looks at you.
What?
Healing be upon you.
Is that a healing necklace?
Yes.
Nice.
So basically, if you wear this necklace, I've been studying it.
Fixation to me.
He's like jingling it around to keep your attention. Jingle, 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 jingle.
And it actually does work. He just looks at it.
If anyone's wearing this, if you flop, go down, night night, it will wake you back up.
I think you need that.
He puts it on slowly. He looks sad.
Good. Wait, why are you sad?
Because that means I'm weak.
No! I just want you to stay alive.
Oh, well, yeah, me too. I was gonna ask.
I mean, I still have... The crazy thing is he still has that seaweed talisman.
Oh my god, yeah, you haven't even, like, learned canonically what that does.
Yeah. See, I mean, I have my own necklace. I don't know what it does. I have never checked because I wanted Marco to check it, but, like, it's a necklace.
It might come in handy. Maybe.
Maybe.
I also have this, and he pulls out a stick and he fires it in the he pulls out a wand and he fires it in the cart.
What?
Wait, let me roll something. It'd be really
what
funny.
What is happening?
Excuse me?
You see a firework goes off in the cart.
Oh my god!
It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt anyone. Just a firework goes off in the cart.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been studying them. Oh, well, riding a Teasmo and kind of made me not realize that there were skeletons chasing us. I was wondering what that clattering was.
Oh.
But yeah. Uh-oh. Funny.
I'm
funny.
Funny.
Yeah, funny.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I will. Imagine if someone's chasing me on a high sea adventure. Because we're pirates. We're pirates, right? And then I fling my wand. I go, yeah! And then the firework at ye eyes.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I actually like that.
They won't even know what hit him.
Tirith kind of leans against you, Nanette, and she goes, he's really pathetic.
Oh my god.
Endearingly?
Endearingly.
He's our favorite little guy.
I can't say I fully disagree.
Yeah, it's just like, you know when you see a small animal defenseless, right? It's like you just want to pick him up. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. He's like really pathetic.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, right? You see the vision, right?
I see
he's,
it.
He's even got the ears.
Oh, the little, oh.
Yeah, he's got, like, dog ears. May goes, huh? 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 What are you saying? What are you whispering?
Aww.
May looks confused. Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Don't worry about it. Love you, buddy.
What? What?
What?
And
what do they mean by this?
What do they mean by this? I'm gonna say you guys travel without a hitch for another day. I'd say halfway through the day that someone else takes over so you can get some rest, Adric. I'll say it'll probably be Tirith. Tirith steers for the rest of the night, and we'll call that the second day of travel as we end today's session.
Yay!